I just saw the entire top part of the World Trade Center explode.
We heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out. Everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building.
Well, I just heard.
And there was smoke everywhere.
The news today.
And they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because.
Seems my life.
They're trying to save themselves.
It's gonna change.
Today, we've had a national tragedy.
I close my eyes.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
I don't know what to say. We lost people that have given over 40 years.
He just said, I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much in case I don't see you again.
It's just it's a devastating thing.
9:59, as the Pentagon burns, the South Tower of the World Trade Center buckles and collapses.
Here it comes. I'm getting behind a car.
10:29, the second Trade Center tower collapses. An American landmark is in ruins.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world. We therefore here in Britain stand shoulder to shoulder with our American friends in this hour of tragedy. And we, like them, will not rest until this evil is driven from our world.
Today we have watched the tragedy of an outrageous act of barbaric terrorism carried out by fanatics against both civilians and military people.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended. The United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Born in the USA, I was born in the USA, I was.
It was not only those touched directly by the tragedy who felt the need to show support. Some 150 units of blood were collected at this regional trauma center from people who just wanted to help.
This great nation will endure as it has endured. Will revive and will prosper. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, what a call.
Thank you.